Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal audience of Arab English Radio, welcome to another episode of your very favorite youth station. Wherever you are, at any corner of the world, I hope you're doing just well. This is Asma. As usual, super glad to sit at the same table with you. And guess who is sitting next to me?
Zainab, yes. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Asma's co-host Zainab on Youth Station, and we are super excited to be with each other on
the
session.
Exactly. Previously on Youth Station, we were talking about marriage and the causes of decline of marriage according to youth. We mentioned plenty much of causes. Economical causes, psychological causes, also dowry. We mentioned dowry, which is also a part
of
that.
One of the biggest reasons stay away from marriage, who are even informed and who are well-educated, who understand the importance of marriage, but because of this dowry system, since they cannot afford it,
they have to hold back.
Yeah, they hold back and stay away from marriage.
Yeah, and then another reason was the intention to study and to get a great job and have an income and then get married.
We basically reached a point that people consider marriage to be a full stop on their education and a barrier to do jobs.
Exactly. And also we talked about responsibility and
escaping
lack of
responsibilities.
Lack of awareness about marriage and the fact that many youth do not consider any importance for marriage.
Exactly.
At the end of our discussion, we got to a very beautiful point mentioned by you. We talked about Sayyida Khadija and also Fatima al-Zahra and their marriage and how they did it so simply, though they were women of great dignity.
Yes.
So now we are going to discuss the consequences of decline in marriage.
Yes.
What would it bring into society when marriage is not happening at the very appropriate time?
Disaster. To put it in simple words.
So very simply put, disaster is going to happen.
Yes. First of all, as we mentioned in the previous episodes, the first worst thing it's going to get is the haram relationships. Because need is there. Need is not going anywhere.
Yeah, the need is not going to fade away, no matter how much you ignore it.
Exactly.
The thing is that you would go for a wrong path to get what you want.
Exactly. I know couples who are not married to the people who loved in their teens. They loved in their teens, you know? What was the reason? Reason was that also in our cultures, in the past, we did not have the concept of love marriages.
Oh.
So it was really hard if you even have liked some person, then straight away go and talk to your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, not only one life got destroyed, one, two, three, and four lives I think got destroyed.
Plenty much of people were involved.
Yes, because how four people, you are involved with someone in your teens and then you get married to someone else.
And the heart is broken and plenty much of family members are so
exactly.
Oppressed.
Now it's not just two people who are suffering. Now it's just four people. Why
an entire nation are
tolerating
these consequences?
Because of the lack of awareness of the parents that they should come out of their strict behavior with the children, and at one point of time, they need to be friends with their kids. They need to be friends with their kids. If they are friends with their kids, like my dad.
And Zainab, understand their children as human beings, not just their children.
I'll tell you, Asma, alhamdulillah. My dad, when I was 15 years old, told me like, now you may have some infatuation towards some opposite sex. And if you ever had that, in our culture, it was bad. Like if a girl goes and proposes a boy, or if a girl's family goes and proposes a boy's family, if I put it rightly right now. But my father came to my room when I was 15 and told me that day one, you're growing up, and in case you feel a little infatuated towards someone, don't feel scared that I know it's not good in our culture, but I being your father am first your friend.
Such a great dad you have.
I'll go to the guy's house and talk to them.
Talk to him.
And even if they do not accept.
So thoughtful of your dad, Zainab.
And do not get into haram relationship.
That's a very good way. It's a model for the parents,
Everyone who heard around in this society.
They were shocked.
Everyone was like, I wish I had a dad like you. You know what, yeah. Asma, what helped, how the statement helped me throughout my life. It helped us to stay away from that haram thing. Because we knew, even if we're getting infatuated, mm-hmm. my dad was with me.
That's you knew that you have someone who's backing you up.
Exactly. And to put that in a right place, I won't say like there's someone who's going to help me. Okay, if you're liking someone, I'll tell the person my daughter likes you and go on. He told me I'll put it in halal relationship. I'll make it halal one. If you feel just infatuated, it's okay. You know, if your daughter is going to university.
Yes.
It's okay someone likes her. Don't be like shocked.
It's natural, you know, two genders are interested in each other.
If a person should get shocked, you should get shocked over corruption, over robbery, over other things, over other issues that are going on in the society. But if two genders, especially in today's age, in the age of social media,
in modern
feel
age.
Infatuated towards each other.
The parents should be supportive and help them pave the road for them to get married in the right way.
Just see, what are your reasons? If you're not letting your daughter get married to a particular person, give you sensible reasons. But don't say like, you know, sometimes our parents are like, they have not lived their own dreams. Now they want to live their dreams for their kids.
That's the point, Zainab. Yes, you mentioned it pretty much perfectly. They had a dream. They couldn't achieve that dream. And now they apply that into their children's life.
I as a woman wanted to marry a doctor. I could not do that. Then you had the same dream for your daughter. But maybe your daughter likes an engineer.
Exactly. That's very true.
That's one of the biggest consequences.
So one of the biggest consequences was the fact that corruption would happen in society.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, coming to another consequence is that you are getting older and time is flying. You never realize I'm still unmarried and there are grays in my hair. And day by day.
And actually, biologically, I'm not going to have children if I do not marry at the right age.
Exactly. That's one of the most important, because one of the reasons to get married is to continue the generation.
Yes.
The another consequence is you're not going to have children
at the right time.
Children at the right time. Mm-hmm. And as you age, you start having all those issues. You start having all those problems. You don't have children at time. Because your body is now not prepared. There was a particular time.
And Zainab, it's pretty much natural. As we grow older, we do not have that much of tolerance with kids or even with nagging people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're younger, you can tolerate somebody nagging beside you all the time, saying things, blowing.
Answering them.
Yes. But as you grow older, no longer such a thing would exist in you.
And stop being self-centric. Because, you know, once you're thinking that, okay, even if I do late marriage, here you're seeing the positive part. I have seen older people having children. All right, even if they have. Just think your child kind of grows up and he has some kind of parent-teacher meeting in the school.
Yeah.
And all parents are invited. Just imagine how your child will feel like.
My grandparents are coming to the school.
Everybody has parents coming in, and my parents look like my grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
How that child would feel like, you know?
And also, Zainab, there are chances that if you marry at a very old age, then you would bring about some terrible children, you know? Some
exactly.
sick children. So the chances would grow as you grow older.
Yeah. And we have all these consequences because of one more reason that I would like to add to our reasons mm-hmm. we were discussing is innovations.
Attach it to the session of the causes.
Innovations, Asma. You know, innovations, what kind of innovations we have in our marriages? Uh-huh. We have, I mean, I don't know. I tell you from my culture, there are so many in your culture as well, but I'll tell you from my culture. We give food to people on a wedding day. But on the wedding day, the same food is packed because you give them so much, number one. Just feed them only the much they can eat, okay? Mm-hmm.
You don't so need the to... rituals, expensive rituals.
Rituals, and I call them innovations. Mm-hmm. That's bid'ah. That's innovation. That is not in...
Unnecessary things that added into those rituals.
Exactly. For example, now you're just cooking... We don't have, unfortunately, in my culture, we don't have just one food or two foods. We have 14 different kind of things.
Wow.
With rice. 14
That's
different
plenty
things.
Plenty much of things.
And everything is goes back to the meat.
Uh-huh.
Everything is made from meat. And how expensive
so
is that?
Expensive
just imagine.
It would be.
First of all, a father throughout his life is earning just to get her girl married.
Mm-hmm.
And when he, however he does that, he manages that. And he, even after the marriage of his daughter, he tries to pay the debit and everything else. You know what happens, Asma? People start talking behind the back. What kind of marriage this was?
Uh-huh. So no matter how much money you spend on that, people
there
would
were 14
talk.
Things. Yeah, they were all 14 things. But it was not so tasty. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Humazah, oh, while on these people, hell with these people who uh-huh. talk behind the back. We have a verse in Quran about backbiting, mm-hmm. but that's different. But this backbiting is different. The backbiting being talking about in Surah Humazah is that because the further verses explain that these people do backbiting because they have throughout their lives counted money, collected money, amassed money and count that. And because of the same reason that another person does not have money or does not spend much.
They're degrading them.
They degrade them and start...
So that was the cause. We were talking about the consequences. Just
yes.
for those audience who do not know what we're talking about. We
yes.
were talking about marriage, the causes, and now this session we were talking about the consequences. We said that corruption would happen in society, and we said that people would be deviated from the right path, and they would go for haram relationships.
Yes.
Also, we said that
there would be no generation.
Be aware of the biological clock that you have in your body.
Yeah.
You are not going to be as youthful, as healthy as you are today right now.
And
as you marry at an old age, the chances of bringing about children with a problem and sickness is going to grow as well.
Exactly.
So still we have a lot of consequences to say.
We do have, but I think these were the most important ones we discussed mm-hmm. here today. And
also I would add one very important consequence, which is depression, Zainab.
Of course.
Since boys and girls are growing old on their own, they would turn into lonesome people who have got some terrible issues.
Yes,
because in most cultures, they do not even live with their parents.
If a person knows Islam and knows everything, and he is not able to, because of one or the other reasons that we all discussed, not being able to marry at a particular time,
mm-hmm.
he won't go for haram relations either, but he will definitely suffer that loneliness.
Yes, exactly. So, dear audience, thank you for listening to us. We are running out of time, and we have to say bye.
Yes, inshallah, we'll see you in another session.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.